listen to SCAC Men's Soccer Podcast. I am joined by junior goalkeeper Frank Peterson of Oglethorpe University, this week's SCAC Men's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week. And Frank, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Russell.
Oglethorpe, Frank, now 10-2, 4-0 in SCAC play, ranked in the top 25 for the first time in school history, riding a seven-game winning streak. Just talk about the confidence of this team and where you guys are at this point in the season.
In the past, the program hasn't nearly done as well. And so it's taken us a while to build the momentum and have that, you want to call it swagger, that we expect to step on the field and win every time. And, you know, that's something that the program hasn't had in the past. And it's huge that we're creating that now. And we honestly believe that we can beat any team that we're going to be up against this year.
You know, Frank, as I look at last weekend, you guys go on the road and pick up two huge wins, road conference wins against Hendricks and Colorado College. Friday night, you played well in a shutout victory against Hendricks, 2-0, and then only allowing one goal in that Colorado College game, 14 saves on the weekend. Just talk about your individual performance over those two games.
My performance, I thought, was on par, to be honest with you. There are several things I feel that we could have done better as a whole defense, but I'm very pleased with the results, and we'll keep working towards improving and hopefully, you know, having two shutouts instead of just one.
You know, Frank, as I look at this team, Coach John Aiken did a good job of bringing in a lot of talent this year and getting some transfers. And, you know, you knew coming into this season that the talent, you know, and on paper you guys had a chance to be a good team. But there's something to be said about, you know, developing chemistry and that bond between the teammates. How have you guys been able to come together as a group of players and teammates who hadn't necessarily played a lot of games together but have been able to put it together and show that on the field and get that chemistry that you're looking for?
It took a while, actually, to get that chemistry going. We had the right personnel, and we didn't realize that until further in the season because we started winning games that we normally wouldn't have in previous seasons. So I think it took us a while to realize that, but, I mean, it just playing with each other and realizing our potential on the field. When we've had several games where we played below par, and we still managed to pull a result, and, you know, that's what good teams do, and that's how we realize we're a lot better and a lot more chemically synergized than we thought at first.
You know, Frank, finally, or, you know, one of the things, as I said, 10-4, 4-0 on the year, a lot of positive energy right now, and things are going well for the program. How do you stay focused as a team to close out this season and you know, I guess cash in on all the success that you've had early in the year?
I think the most important thing that we need to do is just maintain, like you said, just one game at a time individually, and let's not think about the whole picture. You know, 10-2 is a great thing, but we can't let that get to us. And I think the mentality we're all shooting for is, you know, just take it one game at a time, forget what we've done in the past, let's focus on our future.
Finally, this weekend, you guys will be on the road again, traveling two roads and Millsaps. What are your expectations as you head into this weekend, and what will be key to get the results you're looking for?
Undoubtedly, we're looking to get another 2-0 weekend, for sure. We should be able to pull the results without much trouble. But, I mean, every game's a fight, and every game we're coming out there, it's business time. And we're going to go out there and take care of it.
Junior goalkeeper Frank Peterson of Oglethorpe University, again, this week's SCAC Men's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week. Frank, again, congratulations. Thanks so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thanks a lot, Russell. Appreciate it.